time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, March 26th goes to a couple of people. This is like a double donkey. I am using these two examples as a lesson to make a larger point. Okay. This is a teachable moment. First off, social media influencer, and I put influencer in air quotes because I don't even know what that term means, but a social media influencer who goes by the name of Lars, he's getting some of this hee haw because he was doing a social media prank and that prank led him to test positive for Corona. And the rest of the hee-haw is going to a group of young adults who held a coronavirus party in Kentucky just to defy orders to socially distance. And now one of them has Corona. Can we start with Lars? Would you like to know what prank led him to catching that Corona, Quimby? Well, let's go to Good Morning Britain for the report, please.
You may remember also the other idiot. This is also in America, who, as part of the coronavirus challenge that some morons are doing, went into his local toilet cubicle here and licked the bowl.
Picture. Oh, that's disgusting. Can you take it off the telly?
I think this is called karma.
What?
Here's a picture of him on his Instagram page. Yeah, he's got coronavirus. That's him in hospital.
He expects someone to save his life now.
Yep.
He expects someone to provide some medical assistance.
And he'll be putting a healthcare professional at risk.
I wouldn't give them any treatment.
He wants to lick toilets. And in Kentucky, these kids decided to get together because they purposely wanted to defy state guidance to practice social distancing. And now at least one of them has tested positive for Corona. See, you know what spreads faster than the coronavirus nowadays? Information. And we live in an era, once something is out, once that information is out, it's very hard to put toothpaste back in the tube, even if the information isn't quite right. And initially, we were told that the coronavirus is really only impacting the elderly. And if you're young, you are less likely to catch it. Well, that information is proven to be a damn lie. Okay, a report last week by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention showed that up to 20% of people hospitalized with coronavirus in the U.S. are between the ages of 20 and 44. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams said on NBC's Today on Monday, so far the demographic definitely seems to be very different in the USA versus in other countries that saw Corona hit them earlier. All right, right here in New York State, more than half of coronavirus cases, 53%, have been among young people between the ages of 18 and 49. In California on Tuesday, they reported their first death in the U.S. of a corona patient younger than 18. And in Georgia, it's a 12-year-old girl fighting for her life in an Atlanta hospital. I don't know if Lars or these kids in Kentucky who threw this party to defy social distancing orders were just suffering from some type of youthful arrogance. I don't know if y'all subscribing to that live fast, die young mantra. I don't know if y'all on some you only live once energy. I don't know where y'all got the idea that you kids are invincible from Corona, but the reason health officials and leaders around the country are telling you to stay your ass home is because even people who are infected but don't have symptoms can transmit it to other people. If you look at modeling based on Chinese data, then you can see that you little adolescent asymptomatic carriers of Corona were responsible for the virus spreading. So yes, for the most part, the Corona Quimby has been more deadly and severe for people older than 60. But you young folks are the ones transmitting it to the elders. So technically, y'all are grandparents killers. Y'all out here killing folks' mama and daddies because of y'all selfishness, okay? I was thinking about this, right? These people, these kids who refuse to stay at home even though they are being warned by everybody and their mama, the same 60-plus-year-old mamas that y'all out here killing because y'all can't stay home. You people who are not listening are the descendants of the people that didn't listen to Noah when Noah told y'all, get your ass on the ark. If you ever wonder why it was more animals on the ark than people, this is why. People don't listen. And I don't have time to convince y'all, okay? We told you what would happen if you don't social distance, just like Noah told you what would happen if you didn't get on the ark and you chose not to listen. In fact, you laughed in the face of danger and licked toilets in the face of danger and had parties in the face of danger just to defy what God told me to tell you. And now look at you. Sick. I hate to say it, but Some people just aren't worth fighting for. Not at a time like this. Okay. This is a very important realization, because once you figure out that you're better off without some people, you can let go and move forward without them. And sometimes cutting ties with people is for the best. And that's what we have to do right now. Kids like this, people like this who refuse to listen and follow the rules because they are making all of our lives harder in regard to the flattening curve, got to get rid of them. Okay. So to all the descendants, of the people who didn't listen to Noah when Noah told them to get on the ark, I'm sad to inform you that we just have to let you drown. Please give that social media prank to Lars and those kids in Kentucky who had that party to defy social distancing the biggest hee-haw.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.